Welcome back. Casey Kendrick along with Jim Littell, Scott Miller back in studio. And, Coach, let's talk real quickly food-wise. You know, we were talking about that five-star restaurant, and you said you were telling me that food prices are really high over there. But I'm curious, were there fast foods that we would recognize over there?
There was McDonald's, but it was even different. They didn't show the quarter pounder on the menu. You had to ask for that, and I found that out afterwards. There was McDonald's, and there was
Now, are there any strange – I mean, do they eat kangaroo or anything? I mean
– Oh, yeah. We had some people try kangaroo.
Really?
There was a Burger Jack's.
You didn't jump at the chance to do that.
I hopped right on out the other way. But there was a Burger Jack's, which is comparable to Burger King.
Okay.
And
Burger Jack. Now, again, that wouldn't. Yeah, that's kind of funny. Yeah.
KFC.
Okay.
KFC, and I saw two Pizza Huts.
That's not Kentucky Fried Koala.
No.
Okay, I'm just making sure. You saw what Pizza Hut?
I saw two Pizza Huts I was over there.
All right. So did you? Because I know you. People that don't know you, you're pretty simple in what you like food-wise. I mean, you like the mainstay.
It's meat and potatoes.
Yeah.
And I'm the guy that goes to Baskin-Robbins and 30-some flavors, I get vanilla. So, yeah.
So my question is, did you try these other places? Did you stay with the group, or did you go, I got to go get me a pizza?
Well, when we had dinner that first night, they alternate. It was either beef tips or duck, and I came up with the duck, and I was trying to go, hey, Mason, look out that window, and switch plates on him, but I was stuck with the duck, and
it wasn't all that it was quacked up to be.
No, it wasn't.
Not good
it
stuff.
It wasn't.
Okay, so let's talk about now. So now you guys actually are traveling from Melbourne to Cairns. Flight, bus ride, boat ride, how'd you get there?
Fly.
Okay, so another flight on your way there, which, again, I did not realize, you know, I sat in a lot of those meetings, but I didn't realize you were flying from city to city. I just assumed there was a lot of, I mean, Australia's a huge city, country, so I should have thought of that. But so you fly into Cairns, and what's on tap there?
Well, our players, we added this late. I talked to the coach from University of Washington, Mike Neighbors, who's now the coach at Arkansas. And he told me, he said, the best thing that they did, the best thing for bonding, and that the thing that the players really enjoyed was whitewater rafting. So our players went on a whitewater rafting trip, really enjoyed it. Coach Easley got dumped out of the boat. There were some other people that got dumped out. But our players really enjoyed that. And then while we were in Cairns also, we went to the Great Barrier Reef.
Now what was that like? I mean, you know, I've heard that all my life. You may have already seen it because you've been over there once before, but was that just an absolute phenomenal sight?
You know, I didn't go. I was in the boat, but I didn't go snorkeling or scuba diving.
I got you. How cold was the water? Because it's winter over there, right?
Well, it wasn't very cold from the boat for me. It was pretty nice. But, you know, I heard no one complain. It was just incredible for our players and our fans. They went, and they cautioned to not step on the coral. It's dying out over there. And it was just you hear everybody talk about it. It was incredible. The kids were able to snorkel, and then they went scuba diving out there as well.
Wow, that's awesome. Any great sea turtles or dolphin, anything they got to came anybody come back with a great story?
Well, I think we saw some whales in the distance, you know, and I believe some saw some sharks.
Now, you were still in the boat when they saw the whale.
Yeah.
Okay, just
hey, thanks. I appreciate that.
I'm just asking a question, whether you saw the whale or not. You take that however you want to. So what else? I mean, obviously, there was a game, but anything else leading up to the game?
Well, we went to a crocodile farm, and that's where the pictures of the koala bears came, and that was really neat. Our players enjoyed that a lot.
Yeah, I saw one with Ryan Cameron even. Even Ryan Cameron held the koala bear. Eucalyptus, you feed it in the eucalyptus? Isn't that what they eat off the eucalyptus tree?
I think that's correct. But that koala, by the time he'd been handed to 35 different people, he was ready to go back.
Ready to get back into his pen. Good stuff. All right, real quickly, Coach, tell us about the game. We got to take another break, but tell us about the game there.
We played Cairns, had some pros on it. It was probably the weakest opponent that we played, and we had nearly a 30-point win against them, and were able to play a lot of people, and it was a fun experience, and shot it a lot better than we had the game before against Waverly.
And so in this one, you had a nice rebound from a standpoint of that tough game, and you guys go on and get the win. And at that point, the Cowgirls are 2-1 on this trip. We're going to take a break. Got to check in with the top of the hour. Got your closing market reports. There's one game left to talk about, one trip left to go, or one part of the leg of the trip to talk about as well. And we'll do that. That is when the Cowgirls made their way to Sydney. And again, I said for a lot of these kids, it's once in a lifetime, but Coach has actually been there twice, and it's kind of a cool story why he was there the first time. We'll take a quick timeout, come back, and talk more from the